It's Brisbane's 96.5, your family's always number one. Now, every year, mums and dads across Brisbane pack about 200 lunches. I'm not really counting, but I reckon it's about that many. Now, parents trying to make healthy lunches, I guess additives come into the picture, the ones that you don't know about. Joining us this morning is a home economist and Queensland's Additive Alert Community Talks presenter, Louise D'Allura. Louise, good morning.
Morning, Ilya. How you going?
Yeah, very well. Did I say that correctly? D'Allura.
Correct.
Correct?
Molto bene.
Molto bene. People don't know what we're talking about, but it means pretty good. Not too bad.
Very good.
Very good. Now, you're a home economist and you're Queensland's Additive Alert Community Talks presenter. You've got a seminar coming up so people can actually interpret food labels better.
That's exactly right, Ilya. We're certainly finding a lot of parents are trying to understand this new language, I guess, that's appearing on labels. So a whole lot of numbers, a whole lot of words that don't necessarily make a lot of sense. It's worth parents arming themselves with a little bit of knowledge to go, right, what is going to be a good choice?
So, Louise, with this seminar, I guess parents, mums and dads can learn more about what food labels actually mean, don't they?
Exactly. So, I mean, we've seen that our food supply change quite dramatically over the last, particularly 15 years, 10 to 15 years. And, you know, I guess as we get busier, we certainly rely on a lot of packaged foods to help make, you know, making lunches a little bit easier. So the seminar really is about helping parents to know what to look out for, particularly additives that have been linked to a whole host of health issues, whether they be exacerbating asthma, some learning difficulties, also behaviour issues. If parents are struggling with some issues, it's worth coming along to find out just a little bit that might help them on their path to a happy and calm household.
Louise, I guess when you go grocery shopping, whether you're with the kids or not, when you look at the back of a label of something that's processed, you see all these numbers, and I guess it's hard to decipher, isn't it?
It is. And we certainly find a lot of parents go with the view of, oh, I think numbers are bad, so I'm going to go only for words. And unfortunately, it's not that simple because some numbers are perfectly fine. Like a number can also represent bicarbonate soda. You know, we use that every day. And it's not bad, but we're finding that some manufacturers are using words to disguise a particular additive that, you know, people may find it does cause a bit of an adverse effect on their children.
I love the name of your seminar. It's called Food for a Happy and Calm Household. Where'd you come up with that one?
Well, I guess, you know, in talking with a lot of parents, we really understand what a difference when they make the change can have on their family. So it's really about, you know, we all want, you know, a peaceful, harmonious home environment, and we don't expect some of the food choices we make to undermine that. So it's really about how parents can strive for a happy and calm household and looking to see what are all the factors when it comes to food that might help them on their journey.
I guess the next step is the seminar. When's that coming up exactly?
Yeah, that one there is happening at Cooperoo on Thursday the 21st of March.
And how do we find out more about the seminar?
That's pretty easy. All you need to do is go to our website, which is www.mealplanningyourway.com.
Well, Louise, certainly one of those topics that's around every day, the food additives. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Ilya. Thanks so much.